I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, June 15th. A man has been arrested in connection with an unprovoked assault near the MBTA's Alewife station in Cambridge. Police responded to a report of a 67-year-old woman who was assaulted by a white man believed to be in his late 40s or early 50s Monday morning. Transit police say they identified the man as 53-year-old Alexander Ivanenko, whose address is listed as a homeless shelter. Ivanenko was charged with two counts of assault and battery and one of strangulation or suffocation. He was ordered held without bail. Ivanenko has warrants for two separate cases and several violent past offenders. He also has a 41-page out-of-state record. Quincy police located Ivanenko Monday night in the 700 block of Hancock Street. He was arrested and taken to T Police headquarters. Beginning July 1st, the Norfolk County Registry of Deeds will not have an on-site information technology officer. Register of Deeds Bill O'Donnell says the county commissioners have refused to overturn their vote of a year ago to eliminate the position as a cost-cutting move. For the past year, O'Donnell has fought to retain the position, saying it's vital to protecting and maintaining the digital real estate records in Norfolk County. O'Donnell argued that the position has been in existence for 35 years and is needed now more than ever due to cybersecurity threats. The commissioners voted to eliminate the position based on a recommendation from a consultant who was hired to study the registry operations. O'Donnell argued that the consultant never talked to him and never visited the registry. He says he'll move on and will not spend months in legal defense, but went on to chastise the commissioners and said voters should let their feelings about the issue be known at the ballot box. For the second consecutive year, State Street Foundation has awarded Quincy College a grant supporting the Early College High School Pathway Program, a joint initiative of the college and Quincy Public Schools launched last year, which creates opportunity for high school students who may not otherwise be planning to go to college. The $528,000 grant supplements funding received from the state and helps cover the cost of all student program expenses, as well as an early college high school transition coach and a guidance counselor at each high school to oversee program implementation and engage and support students in their early college studies throughout the school year. In its first year last year, the program featured 150 students from Quincy and North Quincy High School, and the 40 high school seniors who completed the program this spring were rewarded with full tuition, first semester Quincy College scholarships for the college semester beginning this fall. As many as 250 high school students are expected to be enrolled in the upcoming second year of the early college high school program. The top-seeded North Quincy High School boys volleyball team defeated Milford Monday night to advance to the championship match in the Division II state tournament. Leading the way for the Raiders, sophomore Cam Johnston with 15, junior Dylan Clifford had 13, and junior Bobby Lynn with 39 assists. North Quincy will face off against Westfield tonight at 6:30 at Worcester North High School. The North Quincy boys volleyball team is the first Raider team to make a state final appearance in 20 years. The last was the 2002 girls volleyball team. With a win tonight, the North Quincy boys volleyball team would win the first state championship in program history. As part of its Better Beaches program, the nonprofit Save the Harbor, Save the Bay awarded grant money to a dozen organizations in Quincy and Hull to support free beach events and programs. The Quincy Department of Natural Resources and Friends of Wollaston Beach received $14,000 for the Kids Fest on September 4th, Tot Lot events, concerts, and senior lunches. A $3,000 grant was awarded to Quincy Asian Night Market and Quinn Cycles. Mattapan Food and Fitness, NSO Cares, and Boston Circus Guild each received $2,500 for services and events provided in Quincy, including the Summer Safety Fest at Wollaston Beach this Saturday and the Quincy Beach Circus. 62 groups received Better Beaches grants totaling $237,000. Better Beaches events include sand sculpting competitions, beachfront concerts, environmental education programs, family fun nights, reading nights, art festivals, beach yoga, kayaking, swimming lessons, and other beach programs. Save the Harbor, Save the Bay is a nonprofit group that advises the state's Beaches Commission. Well, history was made in Canton yesterday when the town's first female police officer took the oath of office. Former Deputy Chief Helena Rafferty was sworn in as Canton's new chief of police on Monday evening. Rafferty is the daughter of a former Canton police detective and has served in the town's police department since 1989. Her sons were on hand for the swearing-in ceremony. Rafferty, Canton's 14th chief of police, succeeds Ken Berkowitz as the town's police chief. According to the Canton Citizen, Berkowitz announced his plans to retire in a letter sent to the town administrator months ago. Berkowitz joined the Canton Police Department in 1992 before being appointed police chief in 2005. Check of business news. This morning, stocks are mixed. The Dow down 151, NASDAQ up 19, the S&P fell 14. Asian markets also mixed. The dollar is down, the euro is up, oil at $119 a barrel. Sports: Red Sox beat Oakland last night 6-1. Back at it at Fenway tonight at 7:10. The National Weather Service forecast today: partly cloudy and a high 77. For tonight, partly cloudy, a low 59. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high of 76. Scattered showers and thunderstorms on Friday, warm and humid with a high of 87. Saturday, partly cloudy, a high 70. With a boater, waves about a foot, a light northeast wind at a high tide just before 1 p.m. Sunrise at 5:06, set at 8:02. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, June 15th.